Okay, I need three more people. Three more people. What is true love?
Okay, we came up with two definitions. The female perspective of true love is when you have everlasting love for each other till the day you die. But in modern times, we've realized that true love is that new diamond ring your husband buys for you. That's when you commit true love. And when your husband gets food every night, that is true love.
Okay. True love and everlasting love. That's how you answered the question.
We said true love is being with someone and being dedicated through thick and thin, no matter what. Yeah, that's true love.
We said that true love is love like God's, because I think the only one who really knows what true love is God.
We also kind of had two. The one was that you love someone truly, okay? And then the other one was that you love someone, you would do anything for them. You would run a marathon, you would do anything for them.
We thought true love was when you like someone for who they are, not their money.
Like, okay, so that's what true love is. Now, another question. What is a friend? Same groups. Okay, what is a friend? Now, I want you guys to listen closer to this, because this is important. This is what you guys think.
Okay, a friend is someone you can trust. A friend is someone that you can tell the most stupidest thing to, and they'll still say it's not stupid. Okay? A friend is a person that you can know that will be there for you whenever you need them, like right on the spot. They wouldn't let anything get on their way, in their way. And, yeah, that's pretty much it.
A friend is someone you can tell everything and anything, and they won't judge you but help you find a solution to all your problems. They'll be there when you need them, yeah.
Okay, well, a friend is basically someone who you can trust. You can trust them with your deepest, darkest secrets, and they'll keep it for you. They'll give you advice. They can help you. And also a friend will go through all situations. And also a true friend can almost feel a true friend can feel their friend's pain.
Nice. A friend is someone that cares for you and is there for you, and you can trust them.
A friend is like a double-edged sword. If you use it like it's supposed to be used, it can help you. If you use it wrongly, it can cut you.
The depths in this man's soul. Okay, last question, guys, before we continue. Now I want you guys to think who are... You don't have to look at the person next to you. I want you to sit there and think, who are your friends? No, this is your own personal one. Think all the people that you would consider yourselves friend. Everything that everybody here has said, I want you to think of it. Everything that everyone here has said, and I want you to think if you have people like that. And if you do, just keep them in your mind right now. Think of the people that you would consider this thing that you guys have said here. This is what the Bible says about friend, and this is what I shared on Sunday. A friend loves at all times. A friend loves at all times. There's a scripture in the Bible where Jesus says there's no greater love than this, that you lay down your life for your friends. Okay, I shared on Sunday three of the most important decisions that you'll ever have to make. Let's see if you guys remember. First one was, who is Jesus? All right. If you walk outside this church and you take maybe a kilometer in any direction and you ask anyone, yo, man, who do you say Jesus is? Trust me, there'll be different responses to that question. If I had to ask even some of you guys in the room today, the truth is there'd probably be different answers to who Jesus is. All right. And it's been the case since he was alive. You guys remember in the Bible when Jesus asked his disciples, guys, who do people say that I am? And the disciples were like, well, some people say you this, some people say you that. And they were giving different answers until Peter was the one who gave the right answer and said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. But it's the same today. If you walk around and you ask, you know, who Jesus is, people will give different answers. Why is this the most important question you'll ever have to answer? Because ultimately, the way that you answer this question will determine where you go after you die. That's just the bottom line of it. The way that you answer this question, this was a Times magazine. You guys know the Times magazine, right? It's like this uppity, businessy, social, political magazine. And this was a cover of the Times magazine. Who was Jesus? And it tells you that people are still asking that question right now. Very important question that you as teenagers have to ask and answer sooner rather than later. But that's not what today is about. Second most important question you'll have to answer is, who will you marry? Because next to answering that question of who Jesus is, the next important question is, who are you going to spend the rest of your life with? Who is going to be the one that cooks for you every day? Who are you the one that you are going to cook for? Who are the one, the lady or the guy that you're going to fight with, that you're going to love, that you're going to have children with? You guys are getting excited. Why are the guys pointing at each other? That's worrying. Jeepers. Okay? This is a very important question. Do you know what the Bible says in Proverbs? The Bible says in Proverbs that it is better to live in the desert than to live in a house, okay, with a nagging wife. The Bible says it's better for you to live in the desert than in a house with a nagging wife. That has to say to you that you better make the right decision when it comes to who you're going to spend the rest of your life with. And also, girls, trust me, if you make the wrong decision about the guy you choose to marry, that is probably going to be the worst decision that you've ever made in your life. But that is for another series. What we're talking about today is, who will your friends be? And like I said, I'm going to rush through this because it seems like you guys are pretty cool with this question. But the question for today is, who are you going to choose to be your friends? Who are the guys that when you're 80 years old, you're going to decide will be there at the end? Yeah, it is cute, isn't it? Let's take a moment and just appreciate this picture. Yes. It's what? It's me and Siv. And guys, I wanna encourage you guys. I mean, this is what I wish for you guys here. And some of you, by the looks of things, you know, you'll have a group of people around you. But if you just have one person like that, when you are, I don't know how old these guys are, then you are one of the luckiest people in the world. All right? So, who will your friends be? And today, it's funny because now I feel like you guys are okay with your friendships. So here's what we're going to do. If I say anything and you want to add, just put up your hand and we'll have like a discussion thing. Is that cool? Okay, cool. So this is not like a monologue. If you feel you want to step in, you can step in and say stuff. All right. On Sunday, for those of you who weren't here, I wanted to say fame. Everyone say fame does not equal friendship. Just because you are the man and because you're famous and everybody knows your name, it doesn't mean that you have friends, all right? There was a thing that Mark shared about 3 weeks ago when he shared that a friend, I think it's the next slide. He says, you know you're not okay when you long for someone to know you're not okay. Remember this saying? Sometimes when I say I'm okay, I just want someone to look me in the eyes, hug me tight, and say, I know you're not. And this is what I said on Sunday. I said, guys, if you can find one person who can do that, who you can do that with, I promise you, you are one of the richest people in the world. I've got friends, all right? And I know, I'm trying to think where I would have stood in that group. But I've got friends, people that I can say are my friends. But if I'm honest with myself, I will say that I'm not completely honest with all of them. In fact, I can't stand here and say that I'm completely honest with every single aspect of my life when it comes to my friends. Because it's hard. I mean, one of you guys said your deepest, darkest, you know, a friend is someone who you can share your deepest, darkest secrets with and you feel like they won't judge you or whatever. And I know that that is the place to be, you know, complete accountability and complete transparency. But I, for one, I know I'm not there yet. So if I have to say, think of my friendships, I'd probably say, I'm not okay, but I will be when it comes to that area. And some of you guys might have it down packed where, you know, everything, you at least have somebody where as soon as you do something or you do something great, you can call them up, or you do something not so great, you can call them up. But one of the things about friendship is to be able to be known and to know and be known. What I shared on Sunday, when it comes to friendships, Why I ask those first two questions about love and what a friend is? It's so important that we get those definitions right so that we can build right early. You know, I remember when I was in high school, I had my mates. I played under 13A soccer. I was the captain. Give it up for me. Clap for me. Oh, is that you? You, me, like 10, 15 years ago or something like that. So I had a friend, and my best friend was Leander Madiba. He was under 13. You know, he wasn't captain. But he played rugby, and he was in the under 13A side in rugby. He was like a second center guy. And we were mates. Like, we were big, big, big mates, you know. We did everything together. We went out. We partied together. We talked about girls together. It was like that social kind of, like, if you ask me who my friend is, of course, it's him. You know what I mean? And I remember years went, grade 8, grade 9, grade 10, fast forward to today. If you ask me if Leander is my friend, not really. He doesn't know where I'm at. I don't know where he's at. He doesn't know my deepest, darkest anything. I don't know his deepest, darkest anything. But if you fast forward back to high school or primary school, man, we were like this. Why? Because we did stuff together. And what I don't want you guys to confuse friendship with is, because I do stuff together with these people, these guys are my friends. Do you know what I mean? When I say to you that fame doesn't equal friendship, guys, it's cool to do stuff, and that's awesome. And that's great, and I encourage you to do it. But, I'm going to backtrack. Being around people doesn't mean you're okay. Okay? Well, got it? Got it? And then, how does Mark do it? Get it? Mark, you haven't taught these guys nothing. Okay, being around people doesn't mean that you're okay. What I want to get today, because there were so many of you who said, hey, yeah, I've got friends. I think what I want you to listen with the ears of whatever I'm saying to you, I want you to go, okay, yes, that's me. So if I say, you know, friendship is not about doing stuff, it's about one-on-one, if just check your relationships and say, yes, we do that, or we don't do that, or we don't do that, or we don't do that. Because this evening, I really want you guys to understand what friendship is. Three things that we shared on Sunday. We spoke about what friendship is not. A myth. I'm going to try to get this right now. What is a myth? A myth is something that's not true, right? So a friendship myth is something that's not true about friendships. Some of the things that we believe are true, but are not true. Okay, one of them, whoopsie-daisy-lazy, is that there is no, there's no such thing as a fake friend. That is the myth. I'm going to mess this up again. Okay. Some of you guys said this in the survey. Like, we have a problem. My friendships, you know, my fake friends, or my friends are so fake. That's what some of you wrote about when it came to friendships. And here's the thing that I want to teach you guys. There's no such thing as a fake friend. Okay? It's either you have a friend, a person who is a friend, or a person who is not a friend. Okay, CK, help us out here. Maybe I'm not explaining it properly. This is what fake friends are pretty much like. Check this video out. Right. No such thing as a fake friend. Guys, if you have people who, and I've seen this so many times. I've seen it, and I think I've probably done it. I've probably been, once upon a time, I was that guy that always used to make fun of people. And you know, you make fun of people, and it'll be like, oh, Esha. You always have this guy in the group. No, man, we're just playing. We're just playing. And he's the guy that everyone's always like either saying something funny about, or like always treating like this. Like, he's some, it doesn't matter. It's just Esha. You know, whatever we do to him, he'll be fine. Do you know what I mean? And you guys either have seen this at school, or like, this was big in primary school. And then Esha's like, oh, guys, you're so funny. Yeah, then you have heroes like Warren. Give it up for Warren, the hero. And you always have people like that in your group. And guys, I want to encourage you, if you are Karen, or you are that other guy that people laugh at, those guys aren't your friends. If people make you feel bad, they're not your friends. So the first myth today, no such thing as fake friends. Next one, boom. A friend that influences you negatively is not a friend. This is a challenging one. Because some of you guys were like, what about people who, I think it was, who make the wrong decisions? Or people who force you to make the wrong decisions? And this is where it gets hardcore, all right? Because when you're young, you want to fit in. When you're young, you want to be like that. So if you're a girl and there's like this group that everyone likes and everyone wants to be like, you'll be like, let me cut my jeans so that they kind of up to my thighs, and then I'll fit in there. And as guys, we also do it like, okay, maybe let me listen to this kind of music or wear this kind of clothes and do certain things. If you have people in your life that are influencing you negatively, guys, those guys aren't your friends. And I know it sounds weird. It's like, oh, no, man, it's fine. It's not that big a deal. I remember when I got saved when I was in high school. So I was with my boy from under 13A, from grade 7. We were doing, you know, guy stuff and girl stuff. And then I got saved in grade 10. Jesus came, messed everything up. Because now, it's like when I do wrong stuff, I know I'm doing wrong stuff. You know, before you find Jesus or before you know Jesus, it's easy. It's like you're blinded. It's like, oh, I can just drink. And when Christians come to you and they say, dude, what, you're like, it doesn't make sense to you. It's like, whatever. Okay, fine. You do your thing. I'll do my thing. When you don't have Jesus in your heart, you can live like you want to live. And it doesn't matter. But as soon as truth hits you, as soon as you walk into Ignite Youth and you hear that message or you hear that song and it goes poof inside you, touches your soul, and all of a sudden you know something, then it's a little bit more difficult to ignore the truth when it's in you. So now I'm in grade 10. I know, you know, I had my encounter with the Lord. And literally, I always say that it messed my life up. Because the friends that I used to have, man, the things we did now, it was like, ugh. I did them, but it was like, ugh. I know I shouldn't be doing them. Because all of a sudden, Jesus was trying to change me to be this kind of person. And I was continuing to live like this kind of person. And some of you are in this room now. You know Jesus. You want to be more like him. You love God. You love church. You love the stuff that we talk about here and whatever. But then when you're at school, and then it's like, you're stuck in these two worlds. You're like, oh, I heard this at church, but my boys are here. Or your girls come, oh, that's one day. Everything is so cute. He's drugs. And all of a sudden, it's like these two worlds are at war with each other. And I want to encourage you guys, if your friends know that you're Christian, if your friends know that you are Christian and you love Jesus, and they still pull you towards stuff that they know you don't want to be a part of, those are friendships that you need to sever. Bible says that bad company corrupts good character. Trust me, it's a battle you're going to lose. Unless you change your strategy and you say, okay, I love those people, they are my friends, but I'm not going to be doing everything that they are doing. And even when you do that, trust me, your relationships will change. My relationships changed in high school drastically. I lost friends because they just didn't understand where I was at. And stuff happened to me in high school when it came to my friends that hurt. But it was the price I had to pay to say, you know what, Lord, okay, let's do this life thing. And some of you guys need to make that decision sooner or later. All right, before I preach. It's okay. It's okay for friends to fight. I'm getting somewhere. Guys, this is a myth. Yes, this is the truth. This is messed up. But are you with me? You are with me, though. Okay. Okay. It's okay for friends to fight. Some of you guys fight over the smallest things, and when something goes wrong, it's like, oh, that friendship is over. Hey, something small happens or you disagree about something and all of a sudden, no, that relationship is over. I don't like him anymore because he said this and this and this. I'm not going to play this video. But what I want to encourage you guys is stick to those relationships that force you to be better. I don't know, what's that animal that grows out of a thing? Is it a And I'm trying to think of the right animal now. That's uncomfortable, and then it gets, and then it, is it a butterfly? Is it a caterpillar? Okay, a dragon. When dragons used to exist, did you know that when they were in the egg, okay, they used to stay in these little eggs, like dragons, the mom would thingy the egg, and the egg was like this hard titanium shell. And then when the dragon grew inside the shell, it grew so much that it couldn't break through the shell. But the more it grew, it got more uncomfortable. And then what it had to do was breathe fire to melt the titanium around it. And then it was free. So if you don't breathe tight... Okay, no, that's not working. My point is, sometimes you are in relationships that are uncomfortable. And you guys feel like, I must leave them because they're just adding stress to my life. But it's those very relationships that force you guys to be better. You know those goody-two-shoes guys that tell you not to do the stuff that you're not supposed to do? And you feel like, those guys, they always say, those are the very guys that you're supposed to stick with. Because those are the guys that are going to see who you are and they're going to challenge you to be who you are. And when you fake, they're going to be able to say to you, no, you fake. It's the funniest thing. I don't know if you guys, I hope none of you watched it. But I was on on Crazy, yes. The ETV show. So I was doing an interview there, and Sevilla was watching the interview. And then I had to perform on this show. And like, I remember Sevilla called me straight after the thing, and he laughed at me. So I'm like, because he laughed at me lovingly. And we had this big chat about how uncomfortable I was doing that performance. Because like, there was no one there, and there was like two people there, and it was like hard. It was like performing in front of an empty crowd. But Siv saw that I was struggling. He saw that I was like not comfortable. And that's what friends are like. You need people around you. Even if we're sitting in a group of five people, a friend is the one who's able to say, bro, when you walk away, you weren't yourself tonight. The stuff you were saying, the things that you were doing, that wasn't you. And it's so easy to stick with people who don't know us that much. And we have fun here, and then we can be, you know, Ashley number one. And then when we go to these guys on Wednesday, we become Ashley number two. And then over there, we're Ashley number three. Over there, we're Ashley number four. And nobody actually knows what we like. So the people that know you, guys, keep those relationships. Fight for those relationships. Because those relationships are the ones. I want to skip this. Don't be friends with people who are always wanting stuff from you. Okay? And if you know these kind of people, they're your friends because of what you have, or they're your friends because of what you know, or they're your friends because, you know, your parents have a big house, or you have a PlayStation 3, or you have an Xbox, or you have cool clothes. Don't be friends with people like that. Okay, here's what I want us to do. Are there steps to us being okay in our friendships? Are there steps to us being better friends? Since most of us have friends, and we say we've got good friends, how do we become better friends? Has this helped anybody here this evening? Or is it like, you can be honest, I promise, I won't take it personally. Have you got something? If you've got nothing, stand. You can be honest this evening. The question is this worth, have you got anything from tonight? Okay, here's what I want. I want a circle. Okay, no chairs. It's fine. Just stand. Can I have an inner circle of seven people around here like this? Just stand in a circle here. Seven people. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I've pointed you out. Make the circle. Okay, I want you to face that way. Make the circle face that way. Make the circle here. Yeah. Like this, like this, like this, like this. Face the wall. Wait, no, not now. You must be here. Backs, yes. Okay, I need... Don't worry. Okay, here you go. Face the other way. Face the circle. Now, I want another seven people to come and stand in front of someone in this circle. Like James just did there. Okay, come. Dori, come. Rifilwe, come. Okay, 7 people to face the person. Face anyone, doesn't matter. Just face. Okay, let's see. Okay, Glory, can you come to the circle, please? There you are. Okay, I just need to see what's going on here. Basically, what I want is an inner circle facing out and an outer circle facing in. So everybody on the side, they come make that happen here. Okay, everyone, Sichaba and crew, come. Yes, I'm saying everyone else must come. I'm struggling to explain this. Okay, listen. First of all, everybody come here. That's what I need. Yes. Now, I need an inner circle facing out and an outer circle facing in. So everyone grab someone and look at them and then make a circle. There. Yes, that makes sense. Okay, everyone grab someone and make a circle. But make a circle after you've grabbed someone. Fifi, Pepsi, the circle is here. Make it here. Yeah. Okay, so grab your partner and then join the circle. Okay, there. Yes, there we go. So from James, you see where James is, and then it goes Fifi, and then Ashley. Ashley stand next to Fifi, and then Offense, and then so it goes around like that. Guys, get involved here. And then it goes Tanita, and then it goes Paul. What? Find someone. No, man. Okay. There we go. But what are you guys doing? There we go. Okay, so you're facing someone. Brilliant. Yes, it's coming. Okay. Okay, Fencer, you don't have a partner. He doesn't have a partner. So, who? Oh, is it just one man out? Is everyone facing someone? Shame. Okay, here we go. Now, I want to make the circle bigger. Can you guys make the circle bigger? Inner circle, so that it's all over the room, because I don't want you guys to hear what you're saying to each other. What, huh? No, it's too late now. I've worked too hard for this circle. Okay, here we go. All right, here we go. Okay, guys. Here's what I want you to answer. When was the last time a friend of yours disappointed you? Now, I know you're looking at someone and you're probably like, I don't want to tell this person nothing. But I want to encourage you, if you are in the inside circle, don't speak. Just listen. Okay? You don't judge. You don't speak. You don't say anything. You just let the person on the outside just blah. Okay? You're like a Catholic guy behind the thing. Okay? So pretend you're a Catholic guy behind the thing. Outside circle, speak to your priests. As soon as the person on the outside is finished, I want the person on the inside to talk, and the outside becomes a priest. When was the last time a friend of yours disappointed you? Okay? Okay? Here we go. Next question. What's going on there? Shift. Outside circle shift to the left. All right, here we go. When was the last time you felt left out when you were with a group of people? Last question. Everyone stop. Shift to the left. Outside people shift to the left. Now I want you to answer. Do you remember the last time you had a fight or disagreed with a friend? You guys can grab a seat, grab a seat, grab a seat, grab a seat, grab a seat. Closing. I want you guys to remember the five things that we've learned in terms of how to get from okay, I'm not okay, to I am okay. How many remember the first one? Well done. Admit to yourself. If something is wrong in your friendships, if something is wrong in your relationships, admit to yourself. Be honest to yourselves. All right? And that's the first thing that you need to do. Something that most of us, or some of us do and most of us don't do often, speak to Father. Pray about it. If there's something wrong in your friendships, there's something wrong in your relationships, I promise you, God knows it all. The Bible says that Jesus has felt, there's no temptation that you have felt that he hasn't felt. There's no feeling that you felt that Jesus hasn't felt. The Bible says that we have a high priest. We have someone that we can go to. We have someone that we can talk to who understands every single thing that you go through. Whether it's heartbreak, whether it's physical pain, whether it's wanting to give up, whether it's temptation from whatever. The Bible says, hey, you want someone to talk to you about that? Jesus is the one. And he's able to give you stuff that nobody else can give you. I love what Joyce Meyer, a lady who has a church in short, she says this, and this is such an important thing to know as a Christian. She says, before you run to the phone, run to the throne. Everyone say that. Before you run to the phone, run to the throne. It's so easy to run to the help of man and try and get man's help and man's assistance and our friends' insights. And we so quickly forget that we have a God who created the universe, who knows everything that we need to know. And we forget that so quickly, and we look at each other. And tonight, I want to encourage you guys, start the praying thing. It works, I promise you. Tell a friend. This is something that I've tried to kind of get you guys to do now. Tell a friend. If your problem is with the friend, tell that friend that, dude, I don't like ABCD. Or, you know what, girl, I don't like ABCD. Eh? But it's just about getting real. It's just about being sincere about where we're at in our friendships. Last exercise, I promise you. I want you now to find, if you don't have a friend here, the closest person to a friend, or the closest or someone that you seem like you can trust. And I want you to go and sit with them now, quietly. Listen up. Okay. This is the realest we're going to get this evening. Anything that comes to mind, all right, with you. If there's anything that is wrong in your friendships, if there's anything that's wrong in your relationships, please don't speak about other stuff, okay? If there's something that needs fixing, all right, what we're going to do this evening, we're going to put 2 and 3 together, all right? I want you to tell the person, and then I want you guys to pray, okay? Now remember, prayer. To simplify what prayer is just talking to God about whatever the issue is, asking for help. And the other person, like, everyone knows, I think I've said it so many times, everyone knows what amen means here, right? Amen means so be it. So when someone is praying and you agree with something and you say amen, it's not just something you say at the end of the prayer. You can say it in between the prayer. You can say it in between sentences. Can say it in between ringtones. You just press the button with your butt cheek. That's amazing. So, amen is simply being in agreement with someone. Bible says that when two or more are gathered in my name, there he will be. If two touch anything as to agree, so it is in heaven. That's the power of what can happen right now. When you agree with each other in the spirit, something happens. And so when you take this seriously in prayer, something can happen, all right? So as you share, okay, this is what my problem is, and you guys pray about it, this is not, I want you guys to understand that something is happening in the heavenlies, all right? Tell the friend, speak to Father together. The friend tells you, speak to Father together. If you guys are in a group of two or more, maybe everybody share. Actually, no, one person share, you pray, so that you don't forget the key points. Other person shares, you pray. Other person shares, you pray. When you finish, please just stick up your hand so I know that you're done. Make sense? Cool. For those of you who want to carry on, you can. For those of you who are done, we are about to serve hot chocolate. But we've got one more week. One more week. Sunday and Friday, or just Sunday, of this series. And I want to encourage you guys, after this, it's pretty much activities and stuff, so it's going to be fun. But milk the last week for all it's worth in terms of getting from I'm not okay to I am okay. I don't know if anyone wants to share anything before we close, except for Lolu. It's fine if you don't want to, and it's okay. Anything particularly about today or Sunday or friendships or what we've spoken about? Anything, anybody?
Okay. Okay. Like, normally, you'd say that friends are not there for you always. But, like, today, okay, I won't say what happened, you know, but some guy decided, you know, he's strong, wanna fight, and those two guys, they stood up for me, guys, you know. Not saying that I was chickening out, you know. I was also there. Yeah, I was there, but they decided not to, you know, cause a fight because they know fights are worth nothing. Best just drop the situation. So guys, treasure each and every moment with your friends. They may say you're ugly, but they're just saying that because they love you. You know, you may stress them. They're just saying that, you know, you stress them because you love them. You know, maybe you'll wear the same shoes. You'll wear the same shoes because you love each other, you know. Keep it like that, James. You know, friendships are not like marriage. That's like your first marriage friendships. Your second marriage, Pele, you get divorced, you can't go back if you get divorced, you know. It's up to you all. But friendships go a long way. So if you don't take that and treasure it, you'll never know where you go without them.
Anybody else? It's always nicer to hear you guys talk than us talk. Anybody else with anything to share?
Today I realized that you get friends and then you get acquaintances. And the friends are the people that will be there for you even when times are tough. And then you get acquaintances who will just be there. So you'll go to school, hey, that's my friend, but is he really? And then you get those people where you'll get to school, he's my friend. You'll go out, he's my friend. He'll come over to your house, he's my friend. And stuff will go bad, and he'll be your friend, not just at school, not just at wherever. It's not just that one-time friend thing. And then, like, I've realized that I have a lot of acquaintances because I realized, okay, if I'm going to get into a fight, they'll back me up. But if I have family problems, there will be that, okay, yeah, I'm sorry for your loss, and then that's about it. And then you get those friends that they'll back you up in a fight. When you have family problems, they'll actually come over to your house, speak to you personally, and not just like speak over the phone and stuff. And those are the kinds of friends you should cherish.
I realized most likely this week that, like Warren said, I have a lot of acquaintances. So, long story short, I have a lot of people who hate on me because I'm me. And
a reason why they hate on me is because apparently I'm friends with the whole of grade 8. I'm not actually friends with the whole of grade 8, just to put it out there. I just know them. I know their names because I'm good with names, and that's about it. So just because you know someone and you know their name and you know what school they went to before they got to Parktown, it doesn't mean that you're their friend. And I think one of my definitions of a friend is that a friend is someone, it's like a friend is the best mirror that you'll ever have, ever. Like, a friend is someone who you'll look at them and they will tell you exactly what they see. And whether it's positive or negative, they'll find a way that to make it so that you want to take that and add it to your life so you become a better person. Just saying.
Cool. Cool. You guys are great at this.